Malaysian Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi announced the dissolution of parliament on Wednesday in Putrajaya, the administrative capital near Kuala Lumpur.
Berkuat kuasa hari ini 13 Februari 2008 bagi memulihkan pilihan raya.
Mr. Abdullah says this will allow general elections to be held as stated in the constitution. A date for the vote has not been set, but the elections are expected within the next few weeks. Elections are not due until the middle of 2009, when Mr. Abdullah's 5-year term expires. Opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says the Prime Minister is calling early elections to prevent him from running for office. Once Malaysia's Deputy Prime Minister, Anwar was removed from office and jailed in 1998 on sodomy and corruption charges. The sodomy charge was overturned, but his corruption conviction bars him from politics until April this year. Speaking to journalists in Hong Kong on Wednesday, Anwar said he plans to kickstart his political comeback through a by-election later this year.
Knowing this dirty trick on the part of the government to deny me of my right to participate, what we plan to do is to devise a strategy where we choose about 20 constituencies where the candidates would opt to resign in the event they win, and I would then be able to contest in a by-election.
Prime Minister Abdullah's Barisan Nasional Coalition, in power since Malaysia gained independence more than 50 years ago, expects to win a 2/3 majority in the upcoming elections. But Anwar says his Kedilan, or Justice Party, and its two coalition partners have other plans.
I'm confident that we will start this campaign by denying the ruling Barisan Nasional Government a 2/3 majority, which means we would achieve safely about 70 parliamentary seats.
The ruling coalition won 90% of the seats in parliament in Malaysia's last elections in 2004. In recent months, the government has been rocked by a series of issues: an embarrassing sex scandal involving a cabinet minister, inflation, alleged corruption in the judiciary, and rare protests by ethnic Indians over alleged discrimination. Claudia Blume for VOA News, Hong Kong.